Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market in Idaho Falls. The largest clinical study on weight loss and weight management has just been published in the journal Obesity. In a double-blind study, 123 participants were randomly given a proprietary white kidney bean extract called Phase 2 or a placebo for 12 weeks. At the end of the study, Phase 2 group lost an average of 7 pounds and significantly more body fat and waist circumference compared to the placebo group. After 24 weeks, 75% of the Phase 2 group maintained their weight and reported decreased desire in sugary food cravings compared to the placebo group, which reported a significant increase in cravings sweet. We at the Wealth of Health are proud to carry the Phase 2 proprietary white kidney bean extract exclusively in a Nature's Way brand line of standardized herbs. For more information on Phase 2 white kidney bean extract, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
For today, we'll see plenty of sunshine across eastern Idaho and western Wyoming. Temperatures will soar into the upper 40s with winds tapping in from the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For News Talk 97.7 FM, I'm meteorologist Liz Cosgrove.
The information heard on this program is not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease and is intended for educational purposes only. Consult your physician if you have any serious medical conditions. Minutes after 8 o'clock, and welcome in to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. Bill and Dasha in studio, and we got caught up watching all the... there's all kinds of breaking news going on all over. We had a big explosion in New York, a building, a residential area, 114th and Park Avenue, blew up. And that is going on at this hour.
So
there's a suspect that has stolen three vehicles. They're showing this on live TV in Denver, crashing all three cars. A couple of the cars had children in them, and the officers are chasing them, and they finally, looks like they got them. Welcome to Bill and Dasha.
Welcome to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. I'm Dasha.
Somewhat boring comparing
yes,
to what's going on.
Except I'll take boring.
Okay.
You know, do you want that in your life?
No. Our adrenals are shot already.
We don't need that.
And good morning. Welcome to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. And
good morning.
I'm Bill, as Dasha said. And every Wednesday morning at this hour on this station, 97.7 FM, we bring you the latest in nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, lifestyle changes, choices, try to educate you and bring you the latest. Of course, your questions are always welcome, 524-8255. Our website is wealthofhealthnutrition.com, and Wealth of Health Natural Market is a proud sole exclusive sponsor of this program every week, located on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls, and we appreciate your support every day, which allows us to do this program.
And I'm going to run out a little bit early because I have to go to the vet with my mother. Her dog's dew claws are causing a lot of problems, which kind of just reminds me that to mention that we carry a lot of great pet foods. Taste of the Wild, we have the Wysong Uretic formula, and possibly that could be used on cats that are not even having urinary problems because the first four ingredients are all protein, so it's a high protein food. So also Castor and Pollux, Canidae, so a number of different good pet foods, and we're also proud to be sponsors of the upcoming Mutts and Struts, which is for the Snake River Animal Shelter.
And of course, you guys do a lot of stuff with the local animal shelters and the Humane Society.
In addition, every time you guys bring in a bag, our bag, somebody else's bag, we don't care, or use a recyclable box, which we always have in the store, we donate either to the Upper Valley Humane Society or to the food bank or to the soup kitchen, and it's your choice where you want your donation to go. So, you know, that's just a little plug I was going to put in for animals and non-animals.
Okay. Email us if you have any questions, and we'll get to you. If we don't have the answer, we will find the answer and get to you, get back to you, health, H-E-A-L-T-H, at IDA.net. I personally look at every email, and I will personally respond, I promise. Just to remind our organic produce program, every other week or every week, just depends on how the demand is.
Definitely this coming week.
This coming week is coming, and we had a few people sign up and ask how they can sign up for this notification. And so all you need to do is email us and ask us to put your email into the distribution list, that every Friday or Saturday you get a long list of certified organic or conventional. You can pick and choose what you'd like, and as long as you hit a minimum of $25, you're good to go. You can order as much as you want, and you can order stuff that is not on the list. We could find out if it's available and what the cost is. You can opt in, opt out. If you're traveling, you don't need to do it every week. And I was told yesterday that a customer who is switching from Bountiful Baskets because their deliveries are early in the morning and she couldn't make it, she said that they're charging close to $50 for the organic basket, for certified organic. And ours, of course, you can get again for $25, depending on what you're choosing, but the minimum is $25. And a lot of people are staying within that $25.
And some are going over. It's up to you how much you can eat.
Right.
So we just got back from our trade show, which was exciting and huge, and it's amazing how many new products are coming on the market.
9,000 booths this time, comparing to 6,500 last year.
I couldn't even get through them all.
Yeah.
In fact, I think my heels are bruised from being on my feet all day. But we do have some exciting products. Some of them will be at the end of the week, including several different kinds of teas, and I mean, they are really good.
You're talking about the Republic of Teas?
And that's one, and then also a big tea company out of Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not a tea drinker, I will be sampling tea at the end of the month. So that's
probably
a great
largest
way to taste different teas. And right, of course, you know, tea brewing, I'm also going to go over on how to brew different teas. But we're going to have everything from matcha, which we already do, different kinds of oolongs, green teas, rooibos. Now, a lot of people, I think, do not know what rooibos is. It's the
African bush
tea. And if you've read any of the number one detective agency books, the lady detective always sits down in the afternoon and has her African red bush tea.
And if you ever go to any British establishment at 4 o'clock, they have tea and crumpets. So it's a big tradition. And I think the tea is one of the fastest and largest growing categories in the entire food industry.
So we'll also have a lot of new green teas coming in. And they will be, some of them will be flavored like ginger peach green tea or Kyoto cherry from Japan green tea. And I've tasted them, and they're very, very good teas. So I'm going to do a little tea brewing.
Lots of new protein bars, protein power, the wafers, similar to what ISS used to have. New flavors, new kind bars came yesterday.
So the Nugo, we mentioned it before, but those who are gluten-free, I mean, it's a very, very clean bar, no aftertaste.
Right.
And
I finally realized what gives bars aftertaste, and this is after tasting four different brands and coming up to the exact same conclusion. It is the chicory root that they're using in lowest sugar of all bars. The lowest sugar is going to have chicory root, and it's targeting maybe insulin-resistant diabetes people. When I stood at the booths and tasted original conventional bars and the lower sugar bars, I can tell in every single brand identical taste. Two of the companies said, wow, you know what you're talking about. Because before I even looked at the ingredients, I said, you've got chicory in there. And they said, yes, there is no way to hide the taste of chicory root.
And it doesn't bother me.
No, it doesn't bother me. It's just that there is a little bit of a chicory root aftertaste for some exceptional palates.
And they used to use chicory root in coffee.
Mm-hmm.
They used to cut it.
They still do. Coffee
and
substitutes.
New Orleans.
Right.
It's, you know, in their coffee.
Right. Most people won't have a problem. And, of course, you saw a lot of the new cosmetic and health and beauty and women's sort of.
Well, you know, one exciting thing, and I was a little skeptical on this. I mean, we've been selling it for a while, and it's nail polish. And nail polishes have a lot of chemicals in them. We carry a nail polish already in the store that has a lot of the major chemicals removed. And I was like thinking, well, I'm not sure if I can wear it because every time I do a manicure, nail polish peels off. So they did a manicure at the trade show. I'm still wearing it, and it still looks good. which is amazing.
And which brand was this?
This is Mineral Fusion.
Mineral Fusion.
And I've had so many women who are using it, including our employees, that say what a great nail polish it is. And it is not expensive. It's around $8. And we've got a lot of new spring colors coming in.
Did you find any new, like, face lines? And
oh, yeah. And those will be coming in, too. So a lot of new, exciting things.
Cool. Let's see. I need to plug myself shamelessly for later today.
Oh, please do. Please do.
For later today. It's my first venture into the national syndicated radio. If you're around the computer, 3:45 Eastern, so it's 1:45 our time, I will be a guest on Radio MD of Dr. Holly Lucille. And this is I think it's a 24-hour network where medical doctors, naturopathic doctors do segments. They follow each other in this nonstop sort of healthy living lifestyle information, barrage of information.
24 hours?
I think it's, well, but they replay a lot of it. I mean, a lot of it gets pre-recorded or recorded and then replayed over. So at 1:45, it's live. And if you can tune into radiomd.com, you will hear the familiar voice.
And one thing that will be upcoming, and we will have more information, but it is really a great program that a bunch of doctors have put together where you can listen for a week. And then if you decide later, for $60, you can purchase the week's information.
Program.
So yeah. The week is free.
Right. It's called the Thyroid Summit. And this is the second summit following the one they did last summer, I guess.
Do you already have the information for it?
Not yet. I think it's coming out publicly this week. But people will be able to get all of that off of our website. And you can listen on the radio. It's completely free of charge. But these people know that you cannot sit at the radio for 5 days, 24 hours, or 6-7 hours a day.
It's still a steal for $60.
Right.
Now, you wouldn't be paying us.
Correct.
I mean,
yeah.
We're just telling you about it because we think it's a really great way to educate consumers. And how many different doctors are going to be on
I think
this?
It's a dozen doctors. Jacob Teitelbaum, Dr. Goldstein from Chicago, Susie Cohen moderating it. I mean, there's a number of doctors who specialize in thyroid and adrenals and other conditions. So it'll be interesting, and it's coming up this summer. You'll have a lot more information. We'll send an email out, and people will know how to log in, and you'll have a website and password, and it's completely free if you just want to listen to it, pick and choose for 5 days. But if you want to then purchase the program, it's only $60. Great information.
Right. And I think they're going to be doing more and more of this concept. So it's,
right. They had great success with the first one. I can't remember. What was the subject of the first one?
Gluten.
Oh, gluten intolerance. Right. We didn't even know about it.
And I wonder, can you still purchase it if you are a gluten person?
We will find out and post it. Yeah.
If you're interested, let us know and we can get you that information.
Right.
Even though that was in the summer.
Last summer, I'm sure they have the programs recorded, mm-hmm. Yeah. What else did you guys see? Because we were in separate parts of the floor. I mean,
we don't see each other.
Yeah, for 3 days, we sort of, you float the foods and drinks and cosmetics, and I float supplements and sports, and then we meet at night.
I do have a huge amount of sensory overload, so I'm still trying to shift through a lot of the products, but I mean, gluten-free is still huge. Another bread we're going to be bringing in that I thought was excellent at the show, it's called Canyon Bakehouse.
Frozen or fresh?
No, it's going to be frozen again.
Gluten-free?
It's gluten-free, but it was...
How is it going to compare to Udi's and Rudy's?
Just different textures, and they have different SKUs.
Do you have enough room in our freezers?
Well, we'll do our best.
Yeah, there's so much stuff. I mean, it's just incredible overload. A lot of collagen.
Ethnic is very huge, too. I mean,
and it has been.
But I mean, ethnic Indian, ethnic Thai.
Right. Even Russian. We stopped at the Russian booth with the real butter and the real kefir. Hopefully we can get it, because a lot of the places where these guys supply, unfortunately, do not get the product to Idaho. We're out of the beaten path. A lot of collagen, I noticed, all over the floor. Various companies are trying to break into the collagen because it's in the news.
Well, that's something we are bringing in, several different lines from NeoCell, and I am excited. I'm going to start taking it because
right.
It's a beauty burst for hair, skin, and nails. And, of course, us ladies, We don't want to age. We want our hair to look good and our skin to look good.
Oh, yeah, and we men want to age. So we're going to take a pill that's going to speed up the aging, right?
I think you don't think about it as much.
No, you're right.
I think there's more pressure on women. You know, the old saying is that men age gracefully and women don't. Well, we're turning that around.
Okay. All right. You were going to say bucko or whatever. tag at the end.
I was going to say something and I stopped.
All right. But Neocell has a 10,000 IU biotin, which is the very first one that I have seen. And I know that we sell tons of 5,000 IU biotin. This is going to be in a chewable burst. They're candy.
So 10, for people 000. Who do not know what biotin does, it is one of the essential nutrients that you need for healthy hair. And so in a lot of our hair, skin, and nail formulas, they will put biotin in. But biotin is very difficult to absorb. So many times people will take supplements separately that are sublingual.
In a high dose.
And in this case, it's going to be in a, you said chewable.
Yep. They're bursts like the candy we have right now from the BioCell collagen, those fruit punch and chocolate chews.
And, you know, the other really important thing, since I'm on hair, might as well keep going for a few minutes, is silica, which is a trace mineral. And we do have two silicas in the store. The one is very well researched, right, Bill?
Both of them are very well researched, both the Nature's
They're
Way,
both
which is the German.
Competing companies again,
Swiss,
right?
Swiss okay. and German. Mm-hmm.
And on hair.
Right.
So that's another form of supplement you could take if you're having hair issues. Of course, Irwin's formula has a combination of both the biotin and the silica in, but it may not be in enough high
right.
dosage. But if you were going to take one thing, that might be just the one supplement is to take the hair, Irwin's like hair, skin, and nails.
Nails. Yep. And Irwin has six new products. I mean, they're just, everybody is exploding into specialty aging type population formulas for
Alzheimer's. Because we've got aging population.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So a lot of fascinating things. Very interesting. Twin Lab had a great product, and I'm going to have a doctor on the program who's a neurosurgeon from Utah State University. She formulated this great lady, teaches actually courses at Utah State and also neurosurgeon at the hospital, formulated a formula of prenatal vitamin in a powdered form, in a pouch, whey isolate protein, prenatal vitamins with a high dose of DHA. They're understanding, even in the conventional medical world now, the importance of DHA, and they're saying that a lot of DHA, because of the fish sourcing, gives pregnant women an issue with digesting and burp up and throwing up. So they're putting it together in a very good tasting formula with whey isolate and a full prenatal blend. So it'll be interesting. We'll have her on the radio program later.
When
a product comes in.
And talking about DHA and pregnancy, one of the things that if you are not getting enough DHA during your pregnancy, you will probably suffer with postpartum depression.
And the kid has a much greater chance of developmental issues and problem-solving abilities and eyesight and brain development because, as we know, about 60% of the eyes and brains are submerged or immersed in fat. And DHA, fish oil, or algae, or vegetarian plant like lanolin, you have to have enough DHA to maintain all of these brain eye functions.
Well, one new funny thing that I'm sure a lot of consumers are not going to be going for this, but they're now doing anchovies like sardines.
Mm-hmm.
So
you mean in cans to eat?
Yes.
They always have.
Well, no, most of the time you see anchovies like...
On pizza.
Or paste to make salads.
Yeah.
Now, that was one of the things we saw at show is anchovies in the can, peel back just like
Haven't
a sardine.
Haven't that existed, though, before? I mean...
You don't normally see that. I mean, you see a slew of different sardines and mm-hmm. kippers,
right.
but you don't see anchovies. Now it's kind of going to be one of the new things coming up.
Yeah, another thing that we're bringing in about half a dozen new Eurofarma Terry Naturally products, Curamed, which is a high dose single ingredient BCM95 Curamin for people on intense pain therapy, as well as in cancer research, they're using single ingredient BCM95 rather than a curamin that has the boswellia and white boswellia and something else, not white willow. So
it does have white willow, doesn't it?
No, that's Curica. That's Nature's Way Curica that has the white willow. So that's coming in. Terry Naturally, Europharma has a proprietary ashwagandha extract that has gotten the approval from the Canadian government for the adrenal fatigue. And I feel a lot more...
combined with rhodiola.
With rhodiola. And I have a much higher confidence in recommending a product that's proprietary extract that has been studied rather than a no-name ashwagandha, which we've had. Doesn't mean that the other ashwagandha doesn't work, but this is just a much higher degree of probability that it would work. And a bunch of other stuff from Terry Naturally. Interesting, I saw a booth with B17 Laetril. This has been for years and years and years a cancer curative. FDA took it off the market because B17 Laetril is extracted from apricot pits, and people know about the toxicity of apricot pits. So this company called Apricot Power advertising pills and apricot pits in the pouches. So I went up and I said, I'd like to see an independent third-party certificate of analysis because I don't trust you guys. You're new, you're a no-name, and this is a potentially toxic product. So they said, well, it's a proprietary piece of paper document. We don't disclose it. That's a very bad indication that if either they're hiding something or they don't know what they're putting in that product. And until they satisfy my curiosity for the third-party CA, we're not going to bring it in.
And that's something you scrutinize on our products.
Yep.
Is the companies that say what they've got in it, they really do. Because, again, this is a self-regulated industry. And so if you are selling CoQ10 and you see CoQ10 really cheap.
For $1.99 in the back of a
magazine. There is a reason.
Right.
That it is so cheap. Just because it says it's CoQ10 doesn't mean it is CoQ10. And that is with every product.
Right.
So,
and it's our job to make sure that whatever we have on the shelf is safe, no side effects, and will have as much efficacy as we could possibly verify based on clinical trials or unpublished documents.
Again, you know, we've mentioned fish oil. You can have all different kind of grades of fish, and they could be rancid. They could have mercury toxicity in it. So you really have to know what kind of fish oil you're using.
You know, I have to tell you an interesting story because you were not there and you didn't see on the supplement side at the show. There's going to be a major lawsuit against Garden of Life, one of the brands brought on by Nordic Naturals. I had an opportunity to speak to Dr. Michael Lewis, who administered the protocol to the San Diego teenager who came out of the coma after they put 10,000 or 100,000 milligrams of fish oil into his feeding tube. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago on the radio show. You can go on CNN.com and Google Sanjay Gupta, who is the CNN's medical director, and the coma and fish oil. There's a story on there about this incident. So it was a Nordic Naturals material that was used in the feeding tube, but Garden of Life took credit and said it was our Manami oil. They sell a brand called Manami. Well, it wasn't. It finally came out to light. But this is what some companies do. It's unethical, very dirty game that they play. They spend a lot of money on advertising and very little on the actual products. And so this is one of the things that we constantly keep an eye on. Okay, you need to run.
To go to the vet.
Have fun with the dog. All right. So those are the things that I was scoping and scrutinizing and looking and talking to the companies and speaking to doctors and practitioners of what they use in their practices, what brands they use. Now, Nordic Naturals has a professional line. It's an identical raw material as Nordic, but it is formulated in much higher doses for practitioners. It is available in the pouch for hospital use. It was administered in the West Virginia coal mine disaster intravenously, right into the brain to the kid who came out of the coma within a week after being oxygen deprived. I mean, incredible information on Nordic Naturals. They just brought on one of the very famous veterinarians who has a nationally televised program on cable. He's going to be a consultant for Nordic Naturals. We'll have him on the radio later on. Just a lot of fascinating information and stuff that we see at the show. And of course, we are the most nimble and the quickest turnaround of anybody locally, especially of the chain stores, to bring new stuff in as soon as it's available. We have it within a week or two, because a lot of stuff they exhibit at this show may not be available for months and months because they're just sort of throwing it out there for the consumers and for the public. Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour, 524-8255. Open lines this morning. Stay right here. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We'll be back with more of the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour after this on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market. A new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study from the Department of Urology at the University of Iceland looked at 69 male patients 45 years of age or older diagnosed with nocturia, a condition where the bladder capacity has diminished, causing waking up in the middle of the night to urinate. One group was given a proprietary Icelandic extract of angelica herb called Sagapro for 8 weeks, while the second group was given a placebo. After 8 weeks, Sagapro group had a significant reduction in nocturia episodes per hour of sleep, and the bladder capacity was increased up to 70% compared to the placebo group. It did not matter whether men had a benign prostate enlargement or not. Sagapro was effective, safe, and well-tolerated without any reported side effects. If you have any questions on nocturia, improving your sleep, or general questions on natural medicines and well-being, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of 1st Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls, or on the web at wealthofhealthnutrition.com.
A cavernous and fiery collapse of what appears to be a mid-rise apartment building in Upper Manhattan, East Harlem, New York. Thick black smoke is billowing from the scene, and ABC's Aaron Katursky is there live. Aaron?
And all that smoke is obscuring my view of this scene. I can see firefighters on an extended ladder truck putting water on where this building exploded and at least partially collapsed, but I can barely see it. And the first thing you notice when you hit this scene here in East Harlem, Stephen, is the smell, that acrid smell of smoke. The fire department tells us there have been about 11 injuries, and that's all because of this explosion and apparent collapse now.
ABC's Aaron Katursky on the scene at Park Avenue and 116th Street in Upper Manhattan. A three-alarm fire. Debris flows into the street. Could have been an explosion. There's a report that there has been a gas leak, but no official word yet on a cause. A building collapse and or explosion of what appears to be an apartment building in New York's East Harlem. I'm Stephen Portnoy, ABC News.
For today, we'll see plenty of sunshine across eastern Idaho and western Wyoming. Temperatures will soar into the upper 40s with winds tapping in from the northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For News Talk 97.7 FM, I'm meteorologist Liz Cosgrove.
Now, back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on News Talk 690, 1260, and 97.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour on FM 97.7 and whatever the AM stations are. They're becoming less and less significant, I think. Gone, Tim agrees. Open lines this morning. Every Wednesday at this hour, we bring you the latest news, research, information in the area of dietary supplements, natural medicines, lifestyle, changes and choices. If you have any questions this morning, 524-8255 is the number. And as I mentioned before, wealthofhealthnutrition.com is the website. You can tell your friends and relatives listening outside the area, anywhere in the world, to log into eastidahonews.com, click on Listen Live button, and they can stream this program live as it happens. And, of course, Wealth of Health Natural Market is the sole proud sponsor of this program, located on the corner of First Street and Woodruff Avenue in Idaho Falls. The best selection choices in the cleanest, the most reputable brands, never in any doubt, never in any question, with any reputation, labels, ingredients, sports nutrition. Your kid will not get caught if he or she are tested in college or in high school. If you're a competitive athlete doing drug-free bodybuilding show or powerlifting show, we guarantee and we lay our reputation on the fact that the brands we carry will never, ever have any steroids or any illegal prohibited substances. And I can pretty much certainly say that we're the only ones who could put that guarantee in place locally here. Let's see, a few studies, and hopefully we'll get some questions this morning. This is late last year, resveratrol efficacy. Since early 1990s, doctors have known that resveratrol moderates certain nuclear factor kappa B, a master switch of cytokine gene expression in cell cultures. Dozens of studies have since attributed this mechanism to its cardiovascular, cardioprotective, and neuroprotective effects. Resveratrol, for those of you who don't know, is the ingredient in red wine, skin, in red grape skins and seeds. And of course, when you drink red wine, you get some resveratrol. So beneficial in from the French paradox to the European Mediterranean diet, et cetera, et cetera. So dozens of studies have proved and verified this mechanism for cardiovascular and neuroprotective effects. Clinical studies use high doses, typically 100 to 500 milligrams per day, leaving questions about the ability of resveratrol to provide support at a lower dose. This was a randomized placebo-controlled study. Researchers from the State University of New York in Buffalo examined the effect of one capsule providing 40 milligrams of resveratrol daily, and the material that was used in this capsule in this study was supplied by a brand called Reservage or Reservage, which we carry, by the way. Now, Reservage did not pay for the study. They did not contribute or force the results one way or another. They did not provide practitioners to run this protocol. All they did is donate the material. They had no idea of the placebo. They had no idea of the double blindness of who was getting what. They just supplied the material. 40 milligrams daily. They wanted to measure results on oxidative and immunologic markers in healthy human subjects. The results published in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism indicated statistically significant and favorable changes in oxidative stress and levels of cytokines such as TNF-alpha and interleukin-6 after just 3 weeks. The second randomized placebo-controlled study conducted at Tehran University of Medical Sciences in Iran evaluated the effects of the same dose on cytokine levels in professional basketball players over an intense 6-week training period. The results published in the International Journal of Preventive Medicine late 2013 indicated statistically significant moderation of TNF-alpha and interleukin-6 in a group receiving resveratrol comparing to the placebo. Resveratrol certainly gets plenty of publicity, and this is one of those ingredients that, together with vitamin D, together with coenzyme Q10, tends to be on the pricier side of supplements. But if you have any type of cardiovascular issue, clotting, blood sort of conditions, circulatory conditions, maybe resveratrol without having to drink a lot of red wine or eating a lot of red grapes because of the sugar content, maybe a supplemental resveratrol should be addressed. 524-8255, open lines on the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. If you have any questions, comments, and please don't wait until 9 o'clock when the phones start ringing and then Tim winds up hanging up on people because I am no longer here. Call a little bit ahead of time so I can answer your questions. This is out of University of British Columbia. Garlic may be bad for your breath, we do know that, but it's good for your baby, according to a brand new study from the University of British Columbia. The study published in the journal Applied and Environmental Microbiology, the first to identify two specific compounds in garlic that significantly reduce the contamination risk of Chronobacter in the production of dry infant formula powder. Chronobacter is one of these nasty bacteria parasites, whatever bugs that is commonly found in infant powdered formulas. The discovery could make the product safer to consume, easing the minds of new mothers who cannot or opt not to breastfeed. A trace dose of these two compounds is extremely effective in killing this Chronobacter Sakazaki bacteria, according to the doctors from University of British Columbia during the manufacturing process of baby's formula. They have the potential, these two ingredients in garlic have the potential to eliminate the pathogen before it even reaches the consumer. This bacteria is foodborne pathogen that is sometimes present in dry infant formula powder and other fortified foods. The infection is rare but often fatal in infants. It can poison a baby's bloodstream and lead to life-threatening cases of meningitis. Outbreaks have occurred worldwide. According to the doctors at University of British Columbia, the garlic compounds could be used to prevent this bacteria contamination on food contact surfaces and in every step of food preparation, from processing, packaging, and deliveries. Pipes used in manufacturing of milk products are typically cleaned with chemicals like chlorine, but if you could use these two garlic compounds, it would provide a great natural alternative, according to the doctors. Certainly beats chlorine in your milk delivery. And I remember the days when I was a sailor studying Merchant Marine in New York, the tankers that often carry a mix of food products. You have a tanker that will have 1 week run, for example, of million gallons of apple juice, and then the next week it'll have a million gallons of milk being delivered someplace on a turnaround. So the shipping company has to verify cleaning on these tanks, and chlorine compound was often used on these stainless steel tanks that carry cross cargo. Of course, you would never have oil or gasoline carried by food companies, but if it was a food designated tanker, then you could potentially carry any food liquid, and it had to be cleaned between different varieties of foods. And so we did use chlorine compounds back then. I didn't know any better, but you wind up consuming this in remnants in foods, and especially when you deliver milk to third world countries or wherever where milk is not produced but needed to be delivered. So that is a fact, that a lot of the piping and a lot of the terminals that transfer milk or juices or other food-grade liquids clean in between the deliveries using chlorine compounds. So pretty interesting on the garlic. Now, if you're still a fan of sugar and sugary drinks, and you're a female, sugary drinks significantly raise endometrial cancer risk. This is according to American Association for Cancer Research. Brand new study published in the journal Cancer, Epidemiology, Biomarkers, and Prevention. And this is the journal of the American Association for Cancer Research. I suspect that it's read by every single oncologist in the country. Postmenopausal women who reported the highest intake of sugar-sweetened beverages had an 80% increase, almost double, 80% increased risk of estrogen-dependent type 1 endometrial cancer, which is the most common type of this disease. This association was found in dose-dependent manner. The more sugar-sweetened beverages a woman drink, the higher the risk. I don't know what else we need to tell you about sugar. In small amounts, in moderation, you can consume table white sugar or brown sugar or coconut sugar or sucanat or molasses, whatever it is, the real processed sugar. But when you start getting into massive amounts of sugary drinks, followed by desserts, followed by sugary prepared foods, followed by sugary snacks and Twinkies and donuts and whatever, your sugar overload not only, obviously, everybody knows about the diabetes and insulin resistance and all kinds of conditions associated with those, from renal failure to eyesight to circulatory conditions to kidney. On and on, the insulin resistance where your blood sugar drops and you're ready to pass out, to incredibly obnoxious behavior by kids when their blood sugar level drops. That's all known. But we now have pretty solid evidence published in the Journal of American Association of Cancer Research that the higher the sugar consumption, particularly in sugary drinks, almost a double the risk of type 1 endometrial cancer in postmenopausal women. So teach yourself to drink water, and if you have a problem drinking water, stop at our store and we'll give you samples of stevia flavored sweeteners, everything from little drops from vanilla, orange, lemon, chocolate, hazelnut, root beer that you could put a few drops in the water, to flavors like vanilla or chocolate that you could put into coffee, coconut flavor. All kinds. We have probably two or three brands, something you can carry in your pocket or a purse in a little plastic bottles, some in a glass bottles that you could have at home. We have them at our coffee sampling table at the Wealth of Health Natural Market, so you can just swing by if you're a coffee drinker, put some of that in instead of regular sugar, and taste coffee for flavor and see how you like it. But Dasha and I pretty much eliminated sugar out of our diet, unless it's naturally occurring in strawberries, blueberries, raspberries. If we have an occasion, ice cream like Talenti or whatever that has real sugar in small amount. We don't use any synthetic sugar. We don't use any Splenda. Our protein drinks do not contain any aspartame or Splenda or sucralose, which is the same thing. We do chew on xylitol gum, which xylitol, in my opinion, is not a problem. We're now seeing more and more Lohan, which is the kiwi extracted fruit, or some other fruits that contain Lohan. So, and we have a lot of samples in the store that contain these sweeteners. I would encourage you to stop in and try them because sugar is a significant problem, major, major issue. 524-8255, open lines on the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. If you have any questions, comments, nutrition, natural medicines, dietary supplements, if you have any questions or comments, check us out, wealthofhealthnutrition.com. If you want to shoot us an email, health@ida.net. And I have to do a shameless plug again. At 1:45 this afternoon, our time, log in onto the computers into Radio MD. RADIOMD.com, RadioMD.com. I will be a guest on Dr. Holly Lucille's program. Holly, of course, is a pretty famous personality and a naturopathic doctor. We've had her on the program here. And so she asked if I would come on her show this time. And this is a nationally broadcast program. And many famous doctors put in their half hour or an hour segment on this program. I am looking forward to the first venture into sort of the national broadcast. And when Holly asked me, I said, what can I contribute to your program as a business owner? And she says, I want to know the state of the industry from the perspective of a health food store. And boy, do I have a lot to say about it, but I have to really be careful what I say as far as brand name and problems with these products, because there's so much liability and lawsuits and everybody suing everybody every day. So I'm going to be as politically correct as I can, which is difficult for me, but I will be politically correct and neutral. 1:45 this afternoon on RadioMD.com. 524-8255, open lines on the Wealth of Health Nutrition Hour. Fascinating study from UCLA Harbor Medical Center. Curcumin protects premature infants' lungs. Turmeric, which is a key ingredient in curry, which is the spice that many of you know if you cook Indian, particularly Indian, but some other foods as well, Thai to some extent. Turmeric, key ingredient in curry. New research finds a substance in turmeric called curcumin, and we've known about this, have talked about this quite often, provides lasting protection against potentially deadly lung damage in premature infants. Premature infants often need the assistance of ventilators and forced oxygen therapy because they're frequently born with inadequate lung function. These therapies can cause the infants to suffer lasting lung damage and even death. Doctors at Los Angeles Biomedical Research Institute at Harbor UCLA Medical Center using curcumin looked at curcumin providing long-term protection against this damage. Study published in the American Journal of Physiology, Lung Cellular and Molecular Physiology found curcumin provided against bronchopulmonary dysplasia, BDP, a condition characterized by scarring and inflammation, and against hyperexia, in which too much oxygen enters the body through the lungs for up to 21 days after infant birth. Previous UCLA Harbor study found curcumin provided protection for up to 7 days after birth. This is the first study to find long-term, 21 days after birth, benefits of using curcumin to protect lung function in premature infants, according to the doctors at UCLA Harbor Medical, who authored the study. Curcumin is known to have potent antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and antimicrobial properties, making it a promising therapy for premature infants who require oxygen therapy after birth. BDP is the most common chronic lung disease of infancy in the U.S. at this time, with more premature babies surviving because of improvements in neonatal care. The cases of BDP have increased, again, because of the higher survival rate. 2010 study found 67% of babies born at 22 to 25 weeks of gestation developed BDP. That's a significant number, 67%, compared to only 36% developing BDP if they were born at 26 to 30 weeks of gestation. And guess what raw material was used in this clinical study at UCLA? It was BCM95. Fascinating. We were at a reception thrown by people of Europharma, and every place you looked, there were big-name medical doctors. And typically, you don't see big-name medical doctors drawn in to and get attracted by just some reception where there is food and drink. These guys shy away from questionable manufacturers, from questionable products, from questionable reputations of brands, but you will find them in large numbers attending dinners and receptions and presentations by top-notch companies, Europharma, unquestionably there. Kyolic Garlic had a big dinner at one of the Disney hotels. From Dr. Earl Mindell to Susie Cohen to Dr. Bob Rowntree, who is a director at one of the pharmaceutical companies that supply professionals only, to Dr. Whitaker, Hyla Cass, on and on and on. These doctors who live in California around Los Angeles, Anaheim area, attend these meetings and these presentations and these dinners and receptions because they want to be associated with brands that are trustworthy, ethical, efficacious, and safe, providing results in the variety of conditions that these docs specialize in. So, to me, it's just fascinating to see so many medical doctors come out of the closet in the last few years, but again, you only see them in these prestigious locations, not in just fly-by-nights. Now, you do see some doctors who get paid by the fly-by-nights working the booths of those companies, but they're paid for promoting these products. And I just don't want to associate a lot of times with those because they're no longer practicing. They're getting paid for disseminating this information, and I don't like that. It was interesting. I have to mention this at the booth, ran into Elizabeth Hasselbeck from Fox News, and of course, who was on The View a couple of years ago. She came out with a gluten-free bar, and it was one of the first high-protein gluten-free bars on the market. And I spoke to her 2 years ago, and then I spoke to her publicist 2 years ago, and I said I'd like to have her on the radio program just to give us a little education on the gluten-free lifestyle and what a celebrity has to deal with when she travels with The View or she sits in a studio and eats food in New York. What is it like being gluten-free? And they completely blew us off. Her publicist said she's not interested in doing a small market like Idaho Falls. You have 10 people listening to your radio program, whatever it was. And so I came up to her this time and I said, you may remember me, may not, and I don't know if she did. But we saw probably 4 or 5 brands now who have been in the market before with reputable bars who now have high-protein, gluten-free, again, the Nugo Protein Power Crunch. And I told her, I said, it's pretty sad because of the attitude of your publicist and your company called Glii, G-L-I-I bar. It's gonna disappear. It's going to be gone. It didn't taste that good. You have much better bars taste-wise, price-wise, and recognition-wise. And she kind of just said, I apologize. I'm sorry that my media handled it in such a way. But gives them a lot of exposure when they can go on small market radio programs because this is where people listen and this is where people follow. People in New York City don't listen to programs like this. It's a fascinating dynamics that you in small towns, in small markets like Idaho Falls or maybe Twin Falls or Jackson or Boise, people actually listen and pay attention. In big cities, people don't care because they're sensory overload with hundreds of radio stations and a barrage of information. So she missed the boat. Her bars missed the boat. I would be surprised if they're still in business in a couple of years. All right. We are almost out of time. Again, a plug for later this afternoon, 1:45 our time. If you are on a computer with access to the internet and speakers, log into radiomd.com. I will be a guest on Dr. Holly Lucille's radio program. And Radio MD is a nationally broadcast syndicated health and nutrition service that runs most of the day. I would think some of it is live, some of it is recorded. I'm looking forward to my first dibble into national radio. Hopefully you're listening. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next Wednesday. Suicide alarm. Suicide alarm. Suicide alarm. Suicide alarm. Suicide alarm. Hi, this is Bill from the Wealth of Health Natural Market in Idaho Falls. In the last few years, turmeric spice and its active ingredient curcumin have gotten a lot of publicity as a powerful antioxidant and an anti-inflammatory. A brand new randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study published in the journal Cancer Science and Therapies looked at efficacy of curcumin BCM95 for urinary problems associated with radiation therapy during treatment of prostate cancer. 40 patients undergoing radiation treatment for prostate cancer were given either 3 grams per day of curcumin or placebo. 3 months after radiation, the group taking curcumin had a 50% reduction in incidence of daytime urinary frequency and a 40% reduction in limitations on daily activities due to urinary difficulties. Curcumin is considered as the world's number one turmeric extract. For more information on BCM95 curcumin, please visit the Wealth of Health Natural Market on the corner of First Street and Wood.